All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Coach Molly here with you today, and I am so thrilled to be introducing the amazing Ryan James Law to have our kickoff call here for Marketing Your Gifts. Welcome, Ryan. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Molly. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and to start this.
We are just thrilled that you have joined us here at Coachville to do this, and I am super excited for the students who have said yes and who are a part of this, because I know all of them are amazing rock stars, and I know you've been able to meet a lot of them already as well, so this is going to be amazing. You have helped me so much in all that I have accomplished about getting out there and getting published, and I'm so excited to share that I have two new pieces on their way to being published, thanks to Ryan, so thank you for that.
It's actually three.
Three, there we go. I like that when you bring those announcements to me. Fabulous. So just in case anyone does not know, Ryan James Locke is the founder of beingyourownpublicist.com and coaches entrepreneurs and small business owners on overcoming limiting beliefs, which we are going to dive into today, so exciting, while growing your business and raising your profile. Ryan started a business in PR in his early 20s and has worked on a lot of high-profile accounts before he really decided to combine his love of mindset and letting go of these limiting beliefs and our human potential to create his own powerful coaching program, Being Your Own Publicist. And we are so thrilled that he is not only bringing his program and his one-on-one specialty to us here for the first time in an amazing group program. And you can always check out Ryan's work. He's been published repeatedly on under30ceo.com, elitedaily.com, vividlife.com, abizainside.com, and just many, many more, which you can always go and check out on his website, beingyourownpublicist.com. So thank you so much, Ryan. I am just thrilled for everyone here today. And I want to give you the floor in jumping into our first topic.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for the lovely introduction. So first of all, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And, you know, I think we're all on this call because we want to help people and share what we do and ultimately build a great business doing that. So this call is all about making your promotion a priority. Now, the reason I've started the program with this topic is because it's one very close to my heart, and I think everybody can really relate to this. You know, when you make something a priority in your life, it means that you give it the energy, the attention, the time, and the focus that it needs to really come into fruition. An analogy I like to use with people is like the gym. You know, if you're committing to getting in shape for summer, for example, you know that you have to work out a certain amount of time per week, eat really well, and do that kind of thing. You know, you wouldn't drink beer all day and eat pizza and, you know, go to the gym once every 2 weeks and then expect to be in shape. And, you know, the truth is, for me, life and business is exactly like that. You have to really make promotion a priority. You have to make your success a priority. You know, when you don't make something a priority, you make excuses, you put it off till tomorrow. If you're anything like me, you might forget. And generally find a million other things to do. But when you really, you know, decide to make promoting yourself, marketing your gifts a priority, you know, you schedule in the time, you don't make excuses, and ultimately you really start to see the fruits of your work. So, you know, if you're on this call, obviously you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're someone who wants to help people. And also, I'm guessing, you know, you're really ready to move things along, take action, and start marketing your gifts in a much, much bigger way. So I'd like to encourage everybody on this call, whether you're live or listening to it on a recording, to really take a breath and use this as a turning point in your life and your business. Let's commit together to making our success and promotion a priority and really giving it the time and the energy and the focus that it deserves, because this turning point changes everything. There's no more excuses now. So my first sort of point I want to make with everybody here is, you know, is your why. Why do you want to promote yourself? I'm going to give you some examples that I will help illustrate this before our first exercise together. Your why affects everything that you do. Basically speaking, the reason you're promoting yourself will affect the results you're getting and ultimately the energy that you put into it. A funny example somebody gave to me was, you know, if I told you to sit there, and close your eyes and breathe deeply, you would, you know, without knowing why, you may find it distracting, you may find it frustrating, you might think I'm weird. But ultimately, if you did the same exercise whilst knowing that meditating helps you to tap into, you know, your inner wisdom, your stillness, the results would be much, much different. You know, the reason why you do things affects everything that you do. So it's very important to come from a place where you're very clear about what you're doing. An example in my own life is when I first started in PR in London in my early 20s, I was very competitive, and I really wanted to like be this big entrepreneur and do all these things. And it really lacked a lot of my heart and soul because, yes, I'm still all those things in a good way, but my why wasn't really clear. And ultimately, you know, it didn't work the way I wanted to because my heart wasn't really in it. When I moved to Ibiza in 2012, I took some time out. I wrote my training program, Be Your Own Publicist, and I got really clear on the fact that, you know, the why, the reason I promote myself so heavily and I teach my clients to is because I believe that we all have, you know, a unique gift, a unique offering to share with the world. That's why we're called to be coaches and consultants, I hope. And what I really want to say to people is, you know, the minute I got clear on my why, everything changed. My energy changed, doors flew open, people showed up in my life, all that sort of stuff. And to share with you before we go on to our first exercise, the reason I promote myself, my why, is because I want to help people like you, coaches, consultants, trainers, all that kind of thing. I want to help those people package and promote what they do, market themselves, and ultimately earn really great money whilst doing what they love and helping people. So you may think you're quite clear on this already, and that's okay, but for our first exercise, I'd like you all to take a few moments and get really clear on why. Why do you want to promote yourself, and why do you want to market your gifts?
I love that. Thank you, Ryan. So actually, we're going to give everyone now a minute to write it down, because we're going to put you in dyads in just a moment, and you're going to be sharing with your dyad partner what your big why is, so why you really want to promote yourself. And this is different from the why of why you're taking this course. So really connecting with why do you want to promote yourself, who you are, and utilizing the course, obviously, to help you get there. So we'll give you a minute now to do that. And I feel like we need some, like, music. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, keep singing. No, I liked it.
Awesome. All right. So, Ryan, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to put everyone into dyads, and
right,
we're going to give you each 3 to 4 minutes to share your why, okay? And whoever is sharing, you know, feel free to express as much as you can about your why, because really owning it and declaring it is what we're hoping that you're going to accomplish here.
Yes.
And the person listening, we'd really like you to ask questions, like get them to really paint that picture for you, for the why behind it, so that you get a really clear vision and you are just as enthralled with it as they are. So that's what we're hoping to help you all accomplish here. So let me just finalize groups. And Ryan and I are going to come around while you are in your breakouts to help you out. If you have any questions, feel free to press a 1 on your keypad.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Excellent. So you are in breakouts. Feel free to begin, introduce yourselves, and we'll get started.
Please bring your conversation to a close. This breakout session is now ending.
Okay, we have just dissolved your breakouts. We'd like to open it up now to anyone who wants to share live here with Ryan. So you can press a 1 on your keypad. What came up for you when you were sharing your why with your partner? Did you get more clarity? What excited you? We'd love to hear your share. So you can press a 1 on your keypad to share what came up for you or what you weren't inspired by what your partner shared. All right. Isabel, go for it.
Hello. Yes, I was paired with Dacry, and it's so amazing. We had exactly the same why, exactly the same. So it was really, it was very strange. So it was really nice also, really nice.
Nice, great stuff.
Yes.
That's awesome. Do we get to hear a piece of it?
Okay, so for mine is I want to promote myself because I want to help as many women as I can to break free from limitation and live a full, complete, and abundant life. I want women to get the feeling that they deserve success in all areas of their life and find the person they were meant to be.
That's beautiful. Wow. Really nice stuff.
I love that. Thank you, Isabel. Awesome. Thackeray, go for it. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name.
It's fine. Hey, it's Dak. Very glad to be paired with Isabella. And once again, it's the same thrust for me as well. I worked 20 years in ministry, came out gay over a year ago, but have this remarkable gift to connect people with their authentic selves because it is my journey myself. You know, as you live for everybody else's expectations and to please people, but to get to the core of who you are and live from that place and experience peace, success, and everything else that comes with it, I've got an intuitive gift of doing that. And just that's why I want to promote myself, so people can be more themselves.
Amazing stuff. Nice. I'm happy to have you on the call.
Thank you.
Love it. Fantastic. All right, let's take one more before we continue. Trudy, go ahead.
Hi, Trudy.
Hey. Hello. I just really getting clear on an old kind of truth that was within that I think I've just kind of pushed out of the way for a while. And it just comes down to my whole belief in the universe that what I've been through, what I've learned and grown and stretched and struggled to learn from isn't meant to be all kept to myself. You know, it's meant to be shared and to serve others and to use that in a bigger way, right, rather than just forgetting it.
That's beautiful.
So,
Beautiful. I think that's something really wonderful that everybody can take something from. I remember when I was about a year and a half ago, when I was sort of spending some time by myself and writing my program and all this stuff, and I felt really stuck and I was meditating and I got this message, and it's very similar to what you said, and it was basically along the lines of, you know, all the things that you've been through, all the challenges, all the pain are actually there to allow you to help other people. So I'm really happy that you said that, because it's also a nice reminder for me and for everybody else on the call that, you know, the stuff in your story, quote, you know, your life story, that maybe was yucky or painful or whatever, you know, there's a saying in Buddhism that, you know, you can turn poison into medicine when you help other people. So I'm really happy that you shared that. I think that's a lovely, lovely reason.
All right.
Nice stuff.
Amazing, Coach Ryan. I know you have another activity for us, so take it away.
I have many, you know. Cool. So, yeah, all those were great reasons. Obviously, we listened around, and I heard some of my friends and clients on there. So, hi, Marisha. Hi, Angela. Cool. So, now we've got clear on your why, which, as we know, affects, you know, everything that you do. I'd like to look at clearing the decks and getting rid of time-wasting activities. And I know Marisha's on the call, and I have this discussion quite a lot, so she inspired me to sort of put this stuff in. But you know, when it comes to making progress and marketing yourself and sort of, you know, being the best version of yourself and really achieving your goals, it's amazing to me how we get very excited about something, especially like promoting yourself. You know, you've got your reason. And what often happens is we start self-sabotaging. Now, without sitting with everybody individually, I can't be too specific, but one of the things I see very frequently with myself and with my clients is we distract ourselves from our goals. So everybody on the call sounds fairly clear about what their reason is. You know, they know the reason they want to help people or they want to promote themselves. Now, what I want to look at now is making a real space for that in our lives and showing ourselves we're serious, because it's one thing to tell yourself you're serious and you're committed, and it's quite another to show yourself. So, you know, one of the best ways we really distract ourselves from our goals is we browse on the internet, you know, we go on Facebook in the day, I'm really guilty of that one. We call a friend, we read non-related work materials, or, you know, if you're anything like me, you spend ages writing to-do lists and then don't actually take action for a while. So what I'd like everybody to do now is, you know, think about, and for those of you who have my training program, Be Your Own Publicist, one of the first exercises is you fill in the blank. So instead of blank, I could be promoting myself and my work. And there's no guilt involved in this. It's not meant to make anybody feel bad or point the finger, but it's meant to really show you, you know, actually you do have enough time to promote yourself and your work. You know, a lot of the time we fool ourselves into thinking we don't have enough time. I had a client before this call and another assignment, and I kind of did the whole thing where I freaked out and thought I didn't have enough time. But the truth is, everybody has the same 24 hours in the day, but we use them so differently. And, you know, successful people, people who have a life that they want and they create things, they take full responsibility for using that time. and they make their time work for them. So again, let's show ourselves we're serious. I think this is a great time to really show yourself that this is a priority for you. So exercise two is clearing the decks of time-wasting activities during the workday. Now, for me, my workday is 9 till 7, whatever hours are appropriate for you. But I'd like you to think about the fact that thinking about this stuff is great, but you're on this call, you're working with me, I'm all about results, as Molly will tell you and people that work with me do. I don't do BS, I don't do excuses, I just want you all to thrive and get great results. So what we're going to look at now is really looking at clearing the decks and scheduling in a time each day to promote yourself and your work. So if you're on your laptop, for example, it would be a great idea to bring up your calendar or on your BlackBerry, whatever, and physically schedule in time to promote yourself and your work. If it's permissible, if you have the time, I would suggest 90 minutes. And that time can be, we'll get on to the kind of things you can do in that time, but really look at scheduling in time for marketing yourself every single day. So I think that would be a great time to do that now.
Yeah, and we're going to ask you to seriously take some time to consider when you're going to put that into your calendar, because again, we're going to put you into dyads to share and make that a permanent part of your commitment going forward. Mm. So,
can I say one more thing, sorry?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
It's really important as well to sort of know yourself quite well. For example, I'm not a very good morning person, so I spend some of my morning scheduling in that time, but I'm my most creative at night, which most, you know, people that know me will know that. You don't have to do it 9 till 10 if your partner's doing it, but what I want you to think about is, when are you most productive and creative? And that's what I want you to think about. So if you're more of an evening person, schedule in that time. Schedule in promotional activities, marketing, reaching out to people. Schedule it when you're your most productive. So yeah, that's that done.
That's awesome. Thank you. All right, so
you're in
your breakouts, and whoever went first last time, I'd like you to go second this time. So whoever went second last time is going first this time. And we have one group of three, so Marisha, Mia, and Michaela. You three are together. We're going to get a total of 8 minutes. You're going to share two things. You're going to share the time each day that you're going to use towards promoting yourself. You know, this call is all about making it a priority, so that's what we're stepping into. And the second piece of being, instead of blank, I will be promoting myself. So what did you put into that blank? And if you're challenged with figuring out either of these things, partners, please step in to help them come to a better conclusion. And we're going to be coming around to check in with you all. All right, you may begin.
Please bring your conversation to a close. This breakout session is now ending.
All right, I have dissolved your breakout. Sorry, guys. I keep hitting the play button to send that last message, and instead I hit the dissolve button. So my mistake. but we want to hear from you. So what was that experience like for you? What are you committing to? Do you want to announce it to the entire group? We love those kinds of proclamations.
If anyone has any questions about getting clear or they're unsure about anything, like, you can use this time to ask me, you know. Rather, if you don't want to just declare, you can ask, or you can declare as well. Molly and I had actually spoken before the call about a nice idea. There's obviously a private Facebook group for everybody who's on this call, and I heard a few conversations, and one of the things I really liked was a lot of people were talking to their partner and saying, "Would you keep me accountable?" And I think that's super cool. So I think a really nice thing to do, if you're comfortable with it, would be to post in the Facebook group, literally post, "I am committing now to promoting myself," and then the time of day. And I heard some really different ones, which is cool, because it kind of confirmed what I was saying. But if you'd like to, go into the Facebook group and, you know, like write on the wall, let's get that group moving and you know, people interacting and things like that.
Absolutely. And the person who you've been partnered with today, we are missing a couple people, so my group of three, I'm going to pair you up into pairs of two when we have our peeps coming back. But they're your dyad partners for the 6 weeks, so we want you guys to set up coaching sessions in between to support each other and to be commenting on each other's game cards on the game card on Coachville, and to be in that Facebook group supporting each other and making sure that you're taking the action. So you've got a lot of different ways to do that for sure. Looks like we've got some great comments and questions. All right, I'm going to start with Ida. Go ahead, Ida.
Hi, Ida.
Yes. What? Yeah. How you doing? Right. I lost my my offering that you gave me, so I need to get that from you again. So if you could resend that by email, so that when I get with my partner, I can start crafting my my offer. You know, I can't find it. I know we worked on it, and if you could resend that to me, it'd be great.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Now, what I did is that I am truly a night person. I usually get on the computer about 1 o'clock, and I'm there till 4 o'clock, sometimes 5.
Wow.
And so I get up late. Usually 11 o'clock is when my time to get up. And right now I have a class on Tuesday with Coachville at 11. So on the days, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and Fridays when I don't have that class with Coachville, I'm going to make my calls that hour to make my phone calls. So since I already have that time locked in for my class with Coachville, and then at nighttime, I'm going to do my emails and my LinkedIn and my Facebook things. So I'm going to give myself an hour in the daytime and 30 minutes at night since I'm wide awake at night. I just can't wake up in the morning time. But, I'm wide awake at night.
I'm the same. I'm generally quite, you know, I need a few coffees before I can get going in the morning, whereas at, say, you know, 10 or 11 at night, my brain seems to switch on and I get very creative. So that's great. Is there a way you can write that down somewhere? If you have like a paper planner or an online planner, can you sort of physically put that in?
I'm going to put it on my calendar.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I have a physical calendar that I use. And I want to get comfortable with the I'm changing my affirmation that I'm technology challenged, which sometimes is, but that's an area I'm going to grow into.
Perfect,
You know, not have to be perfect at, but just to grow into being more like using calendars with Outlook. And that is something that has been a big challenge for me, and I've avoided that. But if I write it down on my physical calendar, usually I'm pretty good at it.
And you know what? I think it's interesting you said about affirmation because, you know, the way we think about anything affects how we do it and the results we get. So I would encourage, you know, I'm kind of similar to you, like I'm not very good at, say, back-end computer stuff, but what I found really helpful is to sort of make that okay and just to say to myself, you know, I'm in the process of learning more. It takes away any of that tension around feeling like you have to be perfect with it and just tell yourself, you know, I'm in the process of learning more, or I'm in the process of learning how. And it sort of takes away any of that tension around feeling like, you know, you don't know what to do.
That's an area that I'm growing into. And
perfect.
I accept that. And I did make a commitment with my partner. We're going to talk a little bit more on tomorrow to fine-tune, once I get my package from you, to really fine-tune my offering and to create that offering. So I think it's great that I have the partner that I have because I'm relaunching my coaching speaking business, and he's starting his from scratch, so we're both kind of like beginners, you know, starting together. So I have the
brilliant.
That sounds amazing, Ida. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. We have a few more questions here. Yeah. Marisha, you are live. Go ahead.
Hey, Marisha.
Hi. Hello. It was good. I just wondered, I've managed to stick a time in, but I'm wondering what exactly is the difference between marketing and press promoting, because I get the idea it's slightly different.
Could you repeat that? The line went funny.
And maybe when we were talking, I said, I've got the idea, and I may be wrong, that marketing is slightly different because I almost think it's promoting, not trying to get press, whereas marketing feels like more like building your brand in different ways. So
nice.
I know I don't tell me, but we were just that on the call, and the other thing we were saying about we're all going to take some time to do it. But I've definitely realised that I can very much get lost when I see you all had a reading thing that, you know, you read something and then you read something else. Mm-hmm. So you end up going through the whole of blog posts and websites. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to get lost and lose time there.
Yeah.
So the one thing I've been doing is trying to unsubscribe from everything. Just go onto my RSS feed. No, not yours, but feed, so then I can just go onto my RSS feed when I want to go on and look at the blog post there. But then I did that today, lost 45 minutes. So I've got to watch that kind of
Yeah.
Reading
I heard this,
of interesting.
I heard this in another conversation, actually. Someone was talking about studying. Studying is not marketing. I spend time every day like reading different books and listening to audiobooks. That isn't marketing. That's study, and that's up to you like where to put that in. How I generally view it in terms of press and marketing, and it's funny because if you spoke to a publicist and a marketer, they would have very different opinions. But my opinion on sort of the difference is PR is part of marketing. When I say marketing on this course, I mean anything that you're directly doing, anything you're doing that's directly contacting somebody else to further your career. So I know you're an actress and a singer, so it would be, I mean, you and I had a great conversation about this a few weeks ago and I was buzzing afterwards. And you were talking to me about, you know, spending that time every day emailing agents, emailing casting directors, you know, getting your showreel together, anything that's like directly contacting a person. So, you know, for me, marketing for me is like finishing articles, sending them into the journalist. It's emailing, for example, potential clients and saying, let's do a 30-minute session. It's making contact with people for joint ventures. Anything that you are directly doing to further your career, to me, is marketing. Press, obviously, is slightly different. It comes under that. But I know with your job, you know, if you're working in an evening and you're doing a show, that's obviously marketing and it's doing your job. But press definitely comes under that, yes.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Marcia, that was a fantastic question. Thank you so much.
Got it.
James, go ahead. Yes.
Yes. Good afternoon, Molly and Ryan.
Hi, James.
Yes. I want to say, first of all, Ryan, it was a pleasure, our 30-minute session yesterday, which I did take notes on.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, too.
I think serendipity. There's serendipity in the fact that I was partnered with Ida because she wants to share her message with the world in order to raise some funds for a project she wants to do in Africa, and I'm more than willing to inspire her to create the greatest talk possible. So this is going to be a great. It will be an interesting experiment to start me on the right path, so to speak. It'll be an excellent test case, if you will. So, and it reinforces my big why, and Ryan, you and I agreed that it's inspiring people to share their messages with the world, and we talked about last night. We talked about rebranding and coming up with a dynamite domain name, which I'm extremely happy with. Yeah. And I'm going to be talking with my website developer this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. It's like I'm getting ready to take some action steps regarding the time of day. The realization that I came to is that the promotion work that I do must be done in the morning because that's when I am freshest. So everything else,
okay, cool.
Checking email, corresponding with friends, doo-wah-doo-wah. Once I get breakfast in me, it's essentially clearing out that morning time to get stuff done because that's when I'm alert. And the world
I wish I was.
And the world needs more alerts.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, James.
I think you I think you said something about catching up with friends, and I think that's, if you don't mind me just jumping in, Molly, if it's okay just to
go ahead, yeah.
Make a quick point here, is I think it's really easy, and again, this isn't meant to sort of cast blame on anybody, but everybody on this call, we're all self-employed. Like, we are the business, you know, chances are we don't go into an office and have a boss and a structure like that. So it's very important to realize that sometimes people don't get it, and for us to make promotion a priority, you know, that's the key here, is to understand that we all tend to do it, but things like, you know, the friend of yours who wants to talk about their new boyfriend at 10 a.m., it's not cool. Or, you know, the friend of yours who wants to arrange next Friday's drink, again, not cool. I always say to people, and it's hard for me, I have to constantly kind of recommit to it, but when you're making promotion a priority, that time, if you can, it's almost like cell phone off, earphones in, work. And I struggle with that myself because I have a tendency to, like, as everybody who knows me know, be very chatty. And I think sometimes it's really important to sort of say to yourself, this hour is just work. friends don't necessarily always mean to do it. Family don't mean to do it. But sometimes people can sort of get in your way a bit. And try. I mean, I'm sure everyone on the call can sort of relate in some way, but I think it's important to sort of set those very clear boundaries. And if to everyone listening, you know, if you're in a position where you live with somebody or you, I don't know, you're in some kind of setting where there's other people around you, I would really, really, really suggest you make, I mean, be polite, you know, don't be rude about it, but almost say to them, you know, during this time, I'm not available to speak with. Something I do if I'm around other people, I'll put my earphones in. And it's a very, I say to people, it's a very polite way of me saying, don't talk to me. And so, yeah, I think that would be very, that's just a point I wanted to make is, you know, let people know you're not available as well.
I love that. That's a great point. Thank you. And I love, too, what you mentioned earlier about that, that for marketing, it's really anything that you're doing to directly contact another person.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, there's a lot of jargon and there's a lot of kind of overly, I mean, I'm not a fan of overly long explanations about anything. And I think people kind of go on about marketing. I don't really care. For me, it's, I want to teach people on this call, like, anything you do to further your career, in my opinion, is marketing, and that's what we're making a priority.
Awesome. All right, we have two more, and then we'll move on to your next activity.
Nice.
Tana. Go ahead, Tana.
Hi, Tana.
Hi. I was struggling with this question a little bit because I have the time, and I feel like it's a little bit putting the cart ahead of the horse because mm-hmm. what I'm asking myself is, okay, I don't know what these activities are. I'm just for the first time stepping into being an entrepreneur, and I'm not really sure what those are, and I do have some limiting beliefs as far as, like, well, what is my message? What do I know that no one else does that I should be saying, you know, my message? So for me, that's kind of where I'm at, and I hope you're going to touch on some of those.
Oh yeah, that's the next exercise. if you don't mind, I just want to jump in, and if you're okay with it, can I just coach you on something really quick?
Sure.
You said something just now, which I hear a lot, and you said, "What do I know that nobody else knows?" The
mm-hmm.
truth is, and I just want to thank you for saying that because that's quite a vulnerable thing, and I've had the same thing, and many people I work with do, but I just want to say to you and to everyone listening, the things that are obvious to you and that are day to day to you are life-changing to your clients. It's not about arrogance, and it's not about ego, and it's not about trying to be a celebrity or any of that superficial stuff. It's about really owning the fact that on your life's journey, whether you're 14 or you're 55 or 90, you've been through things and you've learned things that other people have yet to learn, or you have a unique take on them that only you have. And by definition of the fact that it's your story, that makes you an expert in it. If two people, you know, if two people walk into a room, let's say two people have a train ride, right? They're both going to come off and describe the train ride very differently. I hate trains, so it's probably not going to be a nice one. But what I want to say to you is I completely respect that belief, but I don't believe in it. It's, you know, it's not true. That's just a limited thing, a limited thought. And I'd like to encourage you to really own the fact that you don't need to prove anything to anyone. You already are brilliant, and you already know things that can help other people. That's why you're on this call. That's why you're a coach. It's not about trying to sort of say, I know more than you. I mean, I'm so glad it's not, because I would definitely not play that game. But what it is about is it's really saying, you know, hey, I'm going to own the things that I know and my opinion on things and my ability to help people, and I'm just going to sort of sit with that and own it. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, amazing. And that what Trudy said helped, too, is, you know, I don't know who coined the, maybe it was Molly, my mess is my message, but, you know, what that helps me kind of put together is that it's my story and what I've gone through can help other people.
100%. And I've got to say, I'm really happy that you've said this, because that's something that I struggled with a lot myself when I first started to really, like, do press. And you know, like Molly said, I write for a few websites, but I get interviewed a lot, like on internet radio stuff and websites, and I really struggled with when people would, you know, tell your story, and I just would, like, want to cringe and curl up in a ball. And what I learned was, you know, exactly what you said. All of those things that made me embarrassed or were hard for me or whatever, you know, and there was a lot, but what I learned to do was to sort of own them and say, you know what, I'm going to turn this. There's a phrase in Buddhism, the style that I practice, and it's, you know, he says you turn poison into medicine. So, you know, take that stuff and use it to help other people, and then that pain becomes a source of value in your life and in their life.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you. Thank you for being here.
Awesome. Thank you, Tana. All right. Lastly, we have Isabel. Isabel, go ahead.
Yes, I think you answered a lot of my question. My question was the same, was what does promoting yourself mean? Because I'm in the process now of writing blogs and putting myself out there. So is this promoting yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything.
Posting on Facebook, is it promoting yourself?
Don't get me started on Facebook. I'm just joking. The thing with Facebook is, I mean, okay, I'm not the best like social media or IT person, so I don't want anyone to quote me on any of this, but what I've noticed about Facebook is it's not very good for income generation.
No.
They've changed it now, so you have to pay to promote your posts, which I think is ludicrous. And so what I would say is, if you comfortably have a budget to use Facebook ads and pay for promotion, like as in $5 a post, do it. But my personal opinion on the subject is Facebook is not that amazing for business. Often you'll post something and it'll say 7 people saw this and you've got 3,000 followers or, you know, whatever. I mean, in the next exercise we go through, I'm going to go much more into the specific things. So hopefully that'll answer. And anyone who's wondering, we are going to go into it, so you know, don't worry. But about Facebook, I mean, I would spend a little bit of time on it. I wouldn't spend too much.
Yeah. Well, what about blogs? I mean, how do you have people come to your blog?
So about blogs, Okay. So there's several things, and we're going to cover this kind of further down the course. So don't worry about that. But about blogs, well, there's obviously search engine. So I hope you're using keywords that relate to your target market. If you were blogging about holistic weight loss, you know, you would put in keywords into the keyword section like holistic, weight loss, diet free, whatever it is appropriate for you. I would also suggest as much as you can getting other people to promote your work. So for example, if you have a friend or a colleague who has access to a group of your ideal clients, say, hey, I've written this blog, and you know, it's going to add great value to your readers. I don't want to give too much away of what's happening down the line in the course, but I would always suggest trying to get other people to promote your stuff as much as you can is very powerful.
Okay, and also I'm not on the Facebook. I don't think I'm on the Facebook group yet. I didn't get a.
Okay, Isabel, I'll help you with that. I'll make sure you get in there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a great question because I think the blog is important. It's the next piece that people sometimes miss, which is the reaching out and contacting the potential people who would engage with it or promote it for you. So not just leaving it at writing the blog, I think was one of Ryan's bigger points earlier about contacting people.
Yeah, it's very
as a part of your marketing strategy.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't want to ruin classes to come, but just to sort of give an example to really illustrate that, if I wasn't clear, then what I mean is, you know, just posting a blog yourself is great if you are very, 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 very well known. If you're not, and I'm guessing most of us aren't yet, or we're getting there, I should say, it's as much as you can use that marketing time to send links to your blog. And something I would really suggest here is don't ask people for a favor. Nobody really likes that. I get really turned off when people say, can you post my blog? Or can I tag you in it? I'm like, no, untag. So what I would suggest is you send them a link and you make it in their interest to post. So for example, let's say you know somebody who has a chain of gyms or a chain of, I mean, Angela and I had a great conversation about this the other day, but we were talking about, you know, you want to ideally get other people who have access to your clients to post it. And to finish off what I was saying, you know, don't say, I'm trying to promote my work, can you post my blog? That's a very unattractive offer. What I would suggest you say would be something like, hi there, I've noticed you work with, you know, busy mums who are struggling to keep fit. I've actually created a blog series about tips that give them advice on just that, how to take the stress out of working out when you have no time. I'd love to offer this to your readers completely exclusively. Here's a link. Thank you so much. It's a very different energy.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you. And great question, Isabel.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So I'm going to put hands down. And I know we've had both Isabel and Tana kind of lead us right into this next activity. So why don't you take it away?
Nice. Okay, cool. So I know that we're giving you a lot to think about, so I would encourage everybody as well to feel free to listen to the recordings again, because I know we're going through a lot, but I mean, Molly knows I like to work quite fast. So
yes, that's
I guess,
true.
Yeah. Sorry about that. What I really want to say to everyone listening as well is, you know, we've gotten clear on your why, or clearer rather. You know, we've understood where you can fit that time, you know, you can allocate that time to marketing yourself. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit now about the fact that, and again, we all read self-help books. Everybody on this call probably reads some kind of personal development book and takes courses. So none of these phrases are really going to be new to us. But I really want to say something which changed my life, actually, and it's you only ever get results from things that you do. And just want to repeat that because it totally changed my life, everything. You only ever get results from things that you do. So often we think, yeah, I'm going to commit to this. And then, you know, 2 days later, we don't do it. I remember being with a friend of mine in London, and Marisha, you know him, it's Mark. And we were chanting, and I was chanting for, I think, a job or a new career. And we did 2 hours, and I said something like, oh, I'm so excited about that. You know, I did my chanting. And he said, did you send CVs out? And I went, no, I chanted. And it sounds really silly and humorous now, but at the time, I genuinely believed that was enough. So what I want to say to people is, you know, it's really important to understand that physical action, you know, tangible steps are what create change and results. And, you know, so I just like to use the gym analogy again to really think about that. And, you know, if you want to get in shape or you want to eat better, whatever, you have to physically go to the gym and lift those weights. If you're tired, if you are grumpy, if you just had a row, if you're busy, you only get results if you go to the gym. I wish it was different. Like, I really wish you could pay someone to go for you, but you can't. So it's the same with marketing, and it's the same with promoting yourself, is all the theory in the world is useless if you don't take action. I was coaching a lady yesterday, amazing woman, and she was saying, oh, I know all these things, I'm just not doing them. Can you recommend a course to help me do them? And I said, no. Stop taking courses and start doing things. And I'm not meaning to sound too direct, because I mean, we're all guilty of it. But what I want to say is, you've got to really think about the fact that in order to really step up and really get results, you have to take what I call a no excuses approach. For example, you know, you've got that hour, for example, and whatever. And a side note here is, things are going to come up during the day that don't fall into that scheduled time. And that's completely okay. You know, you might email somebody from 9 till 10 and they reply at 4. I'm not suggesting you say, I can't answer that, you know, it's not my time yet. But, in, you know, putting that sort of no excuses approach into what you're doing, it's really about understanding that you are responsible for your life and you're responsible for your success. And this is going to lead me on to something here that I really like, and it really helps me, and I give it to a lot of my clients. And I know, Molly, I made you do one, and I'm sorry about that again. But it's basically, you know, it's called a procrastination list. Now, I'm just going to have a sip of coffee real quick. But everybody on this call is going to be at a slightly different place. So without sitting with everybody individually, it's hard for me to make specific actions. So a procrastination list is perfect. And it's something I found is that, you know, the magic is in that list. For one person, it could be emailing their IT guy. For another person, it could be hiring the VA. For somebody else, it might be emailing back that potential client that you're too nervous to pitch to. And if you are, contact me and, you know, we'll get you over that quickly. But what I want to say is, I want you to write down a list of everything you are procrastinating on, everything you're not doing that you know you should be. Now, again, it's very easy to sort of say, well, I don't know what to do. If you sit with it and really ask yourself, you'll know what you're not doing. It might be filming those YouTube videos. It could be getting those business cards done. It could be going to that networking event. But I'd like everybody to think about the fact that wherever you are right now in your journey to marketing yourself and all that stuff, you know what you're not doing. And the power is really in that list, because once you take those actions, you move forward. So I'd like everybody to also, you know, ignore what you think you should be doing, okay? I wrote an article called Stop Shoulding All Over Yourself, which went viral and it was great. But the point here is, there's no such thing as should. You know what's meaningful for you right now. And I'd really like you to think about the fact that, you know, look at all the things that you're not doing to promote yourself and your work. So let's take some time, and let's, for the next exercise, I'd like everybody to write down 5 to 10 things. Now, I know this sounds like a lot, but the truth is your subconscious mind is a powerhouse of information. and it knows exactly what's the most meaningful for you. I could suggest things that I think you should all be doing and I should be doing, but unless that means something to you and is relevant to your circumstances, you might not actually get the breakthrough that you're on this call to get, and that's my job here. My job is to help everybody, you know, to make progress. So for our third exercise, I would like everybody to start, and if you're on a laptop, write down on a Word or whatever you use to type, my procrastination list. And I'd like everybody to write down 5 to 10 things that they know they need to do to promote themselves, but they're not doing.
Awesome. I love that, Ryan. Thank you. And we're going to give you time to do that in just a moment here. And I just wanted to bring up one of the things that you were sharing with me was, you know, there are so many gurus out there that tell you all these different things you should be doing. And like Ryan mentioned with the not shitting all over yourself, I love that title.
Love it. This
procrastination list isn't about putting down all those things that other people are telling you you should do. It's about the things that you know inside yourself you could be doing to getting yourself promoted. So just clarifying that difference. And I know, Ryan, you did that so beautifully with me when I did this list, because I was like, well, so-and-so says I should do this. And you're like, well, is that really what you need to do? So awesome. All right, so we'll give you guys a minute to write this down. I've got some music. I'm going to see if it will play, and then we're going to put you in dyads to share. No, it's music that they can actually think to. All right, hold on. Let's see if this works. All right. So hopefully that was some good time.
Good time, everyone.
Yes, we have put you into your dyads. So whoever went first last time, you'll go second this time. And we'd like you to share the 5 to 10 things that you wrote down. So we'll give you each 2 minutes to do that. Ryan, do you want them to do anything else while they're in their dyads?
No, I just want what I want everyone to get clear on is just sort of start thinking about the things that you know you should be doing but you're not. And just a super quick thing before you guys start. If you're stuck on ideas, don't stress out. You know, sometimes the answers will come later, but an example could be something like, and again, don't take this as you should do it, but an example to maybe get things moving, you could be emailing everybody you know to announce your new business. You could be following up with clients who are interested. You could be booking me. You could be, you know, emailing those people back. Whatever it is, just, you know, the minute you ask your brain to sort of help you, see the answer, you'll get it. I remember, and I'll be super quick with this because I want everyone to get on, but I remember being in a class once and the teacher said to me, it was when I was training in EFT, and she said to me, okay, think about your right foot. And I was like, okay. And she said, you know, is it hot? Is it cold? You know, all these things. And I said, it's, you know, whatever. And she said, now 10 minutes ago, you wouldn't have even been aware of your right foot. And that's how the subconscious mind works. The minute you decide to focus on something, it shows you the answers. So think about the things you know you're not doing, but you could be. So yeah, that's my little story over. So I think it'd be great if everybody could, you know, start writing down those things.
Awesome. And you're in your dyad. So again, if your partner is struggling, ask them questions to help them tap into that subconscious mind where they know the answers. And you'll each get 2 minutes, and we will begin now. And again, the person who went first last time is going second. Okay.
Please bring your conversation to a close. This breakout session is now ending.
Perfect. Okay. So we've done our procrastination list. We've at least identified things that we could be doing. And again, you know, it's really important to, you know, really own the fact that you're responsible for the results that you get, and you're responsible for sharing your message with the world. There's a, I get a lot of resistance from people about making these lists about what they, they know they're not doing and all that stuff. And it's understandable, you know, we don't like to face things. Sometimes I don't like to face admin, you know, I don't like to face tax returns and all that stuff. But there's a Zen Buddhist example that I just, I love, and Molly and I joked about it yesterday. And sometimes I'll say to people, okay, write down 25 things that you know can take you forward towards a goal. And they'll say, I don't know what to do. And I'll go, okay, if you don't know what to do, do 50. And there's a Zen Buddhist saying where this teacher, and forgive me if I'm getting this wrong, but the teacher says to the student, you need to meditate for an hour a day. And the student kind of goes on to this big thing about, I'm too busy, I've got all this stuff to do. And he says, okay, then you need to do 2 hours a day. So it's the same with all, you know, making these lists and things. If you're sort of thinking that you don't know what to do, commit to sort of knowing more. And what will often happen is, you know, you'll just kind of get this floodgate of ideas and, oh, yeah, I should talk to that person. And so, you know, if you're not completely clear right now, just sort of, you know, commit to being clearer. And that'll definitely help you. So this part, obviously, you know, we're getting sort of towards the end of the call. And I just want to sort of say to anybody that, you know, please, please, please make use of the Facebook group. I'm very active in it. I will get back to anyone's questions. I will be posting things. But in order for it to be beneficial for everybody, you know, we all have to take responsibility and post in there because, you know, I'm available between classes to answer your questions on Facebook. And if you want to email me and discuss anything, it's ryan@beingyourownpublicist.com. So you can go on there. But so yeah, moving sort of towards the end is, again, I've mentioned a lot, but you only get results from things that you do. So we've scheduled in time. We've understood why you're doing it. And again, just to sort of reiterate, I think the why is so important because, you know, if your heart isn't in something, you're not going to do very well at it. I remember like working in fashion PR, and I think I lasted like 2 weeks because I really don't care. Whereas what I do now, I love helping people to get progress and market themselves. So my heart is in this. It doesn't feel like work to me. So exercise 4, the last sort of thing I'd like everybody to do, is we're going to put in action steps together. Now don't worry if you're still unclear on anything. Listen to these recordings again, contact me, post in the Facebook group, talk to your buddy, whatever. But you've got your list of things. I'd like you to take, again, 5 to 10, and I'd like you to write down next to each one an action. Now, if this seems confusing, I'm just going to give you the example. And it sounds very simple, but it's very powerful. So let's say your procrastination list number one was film, you know, I'm not filming my YouTube videos, okay? The action next to it would be film YouTube video tomorrow at 4, or today at 4 is even better. So I want you to schedule, you know, physically write down next to the thing you're procrastinating on a clear step to do right now. And literally commit to taking action. I would love, love, love people to post some of their procrastination lists in the Facebook group and sort of really, you know, step up and own the fact that they're ready to do that. And just to let everybody know, you know, the person who takes the biggest action this week on their procrastination list, I'll personally send one of my books to. So there's another reason to take action. Woohoo! I sent it to myself, no, I'm kidding. You know, I love... I love big action, and big action is how you change your life and your business and you get those clients and you make that money and you really, you know, you share with the world. And I mean, I'm working on a project at the moment and the title is called Baby Steps Are for Babies, which I think is great. So I'd like you to identify specific actions now based on the things you're not doing. So yeah, so let's do that now.
We're back in the live room and you're out of your breakout, so I apologize that kind of got cut off. Ryan, what would you like them in the last couple of minutes to do or take away?
Well, I think we've given them enough to do. I don't want anyone to send me angry emails. No, I'm just joking. you know, we've covered, I guess, first of all, I really want to say, you know, very genuinely from my heart, thank you and well done for being on this call because it really shows a desire to step up and take responsibility and drop the excuses and just get the results that you want. So thank you for sort of being here with me. And I know we've given you a lot to think about, but anybody that works with me privately will know I like fast, big action. And I just feel quite cool to say this right now, so I hope this sort of helps anybody listening. It's okay to take action in spite of fear. Oftentimes, you know, we don't get started marketing or we don't get started contacting people or we don't get started because we're too scared to. And those fears can be any number of reasons. Ultimately, what I teach and what I believe in is that you need to take action even though you're scared. Because the truth is, if you look at a 90-day cycle, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, whatever, the same time is going to pass along whether you do anything about this or not. The difference is, at the end of that time, you could be having clients making a great income and helping people, helping the world. Or you could be sat there going, damn it, I wish I'd worked on that list. I wish I'd taken action. I wish I'd marketed myself. So I'd like you to think about that. But, you know, we've covered the why. We've looked at why you want to market yourself and your gifts. We've looked at the bigger picture. We've allocated time in the day. We've shown ourselves we're serious. And also we've made those ever so lovely procrastination lists. We've started to own the things we know we're not doing. An analogy I use a lot of the time with my clients is, you know, you can't buy a cookbook and expect it to bake the cake. I mean, I wish it could because I'm a terrible cook. But what I'm saying to you is, if you join a course or you hire a coach or you're on a call, you hold the power to make all this a reality. And ultimately, what you have to do is understand that, you know, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you want to market your gifts, you want to help people, all that stuff. You need to make this a priority and take action. You know, if you get scared and you freak out and you just can't do it, I've already given my email address away on the call, and I never do that. So if you want to email me or you want to post in the Facebook group, I would really, really, really encourage everybody. That was three reallys, which shows you how serious I am. Make use of the Facebook group. You've got to, you know, there's a power to being in a group of like-minded people. Everybody here is going to support you. Everybody here is going to coach you. You know, you might post, I'm really scared, I don't know what to do. People will give you feedback. I'll give you feedback. You know, I'm on my laptop all day, so I'll see and I will make it a priority to get back in there and coach and, you know, post things that will help you. So please, please, please make use of that, of the Facebook group. And like I said earlier, but I want to reiterate it, a great assignment, you know, a takeaway piece of homework for this week, you know, finish that list, really look at all those things that you're not doing. And, you know, I'd like you to take 10 things to do in the next week. I know it sounds a lot. Again, nobody, you know, there's no need to freak out, but we all have the same time in the day. And what we do with that time determines the results that we get in our life and business. So finish that procrastination list and take at least 10 things, 10, that you can action before next week. You know, and the thing, again, you know the things you're not doing. And I'd like you to step up and post on Facebook, on the Facebook group, not on your private page, on our Facebook group, Marketing Your Gifts, post the actions you're going to take this week. Post them, because the person who takes the biggest action, and obviously you need to post that you've done it and show some kind of example, you're going to win a book of mine. Every week I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be giving people things because I love people who take action. So, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do this, but before we go, does anybody have any feedback? I'd love to hear what you've taken away from the call. I'd love to hear what you've already gotten from it. I know we've gone over though.
Yeah, so if you can stay on the call and give some feedback, great. Also, just you know, to kind of put the two together, you've outlined the time that you're going to give every day, and during that time that you've outlined, you're going to get those 10 things done because you've got 90 minutes a day now to do them. So I'm super excited to see what you all accomplish. Trudy, go ahead.
Hi, Trudy.
I'm excited. Hi, Ryan. Hi, Molly. I'm really excited. The information is valuable, and I don't want to downplay that, but the fact that we're actually taking action, we're actually working and putting this stuff into real life has me excited. Because I mean, I do go out to learn all the time, right? But you take all this information in, and then it's like, oh, overwhelm. What the heck do you do with it? I love the way you have this set up. So thank you for that.
Well, that means a lot. Thank you for saying that. And, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I remember when I first started doing this, I'm a bit obsessed with books, but I would read all this stuff and I would sit there thinking, why is nothing happening? And it kind of dawned on me, you know, you have to take action. And that's why I say to people, like, on the call, write down the list. On the call, schedule the time in. You know what I mean? Because I think if you sort of say, okay, guys, go away and do this by next week, you know, you'll either be at the bar or be at, like, the gym or yoga or something. And so, yeah, I love that you said that. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, Trudy. Marisha, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say thank you for making me do your procrastination list, because you've made me do it in the past before, and I know you say sometimes clients stare at you. If I be part of this, then I have done it again, and I will endeavour to, I'll definitely move on some of it. It's just there's a couple of things on them. They're on the procrastination list because I know I should do them, but actually the doing of them could take, they're a big step rather if you see what I'm saying. So I've got to find a way. Some of them I can do easier. A couple of them I've got resistance. For example, I know I've got to do some a small series of videos. You know that. I'm talking about forever. And also, I'm going to get a voice reel together. And it's all within my time. I can't resist these two things. So any hints on the ones where were you resisting?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, you know, you and I know each other personally, so, you know, you can bring this to our sessions. Everyone listening, Marisha runs an amazing website called loveyourcreativity.com, and I actually coach her on air, like I coach her live, so everyone please listen to that. Anything about resistance, it's okay to have resistance, but it's not okay to not do anything because of it. What I mean is, because I know you personally, I know that you're great at your job, and I know that you have an incredible talent. And I'm not just saying that to sort of be nice on the call. It's true. And if you find you have resistance, you know, try and think about the fact that what you do helps other people, okay? And this is going to get a bit deep for everyone, but one of my beliefs is that sharing your gift is your contribution to the world. And Marisha, I know you're an amazing actress and singer, and I actually played your single last night, which was, you know, when I was working out. But what I want to say is, think about the people who you're helping by marketing yourself. Take the focus off of you and your resistance and put it on to helping that person.
Right. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Marisha.
Thank you.
Isabel, go ahead.
Hi, Isabel.
Yes. Hello. I wanted to thank you so much because it's a wonderful wonderful class. And it's funny
thank
because
you.
the name of my Facebook page is Get Into Action Today. So it's a reminder that I need to do the action too. So it's great. I love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yay. Let's all take action.
Awesome. All right. Ida, go ahead.
Hi, Ida.
You know, Ryan, I really like the fact that it was really empowering for me that you gave me the topic when I talked with you on Monday, that is your topic. I didn't know that about the limiting belief. So it takes a big person to give someone something that they own and that they're already doing, but you feel comfortable in yourself to know that there's a lot to share and that really there's no competition. So that was just a big step for me to see that, you know, something that you already hone and do that you gave to me as a topic to work with, you know, in terms of my speaking and my coaching. And that just shows that you have a big heart and it shows that you're strong in yourself and in your own strength. For you to share what you do with me, I really applaud you for that. And that is just a wonderful thing for me to see and for me to role model out there as I go out in the world.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me. Thank you for saying that.
Awesome. Thank you, Ida. All right. Anne, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think the right foot example that you used where we get to start to focus on this, I think I'm really excited. And the other thing that I thought of when you were talking about, like I call it our spiritual contract that we came in to do.
Oh, I love that.
I like to use a saying when I get anxious, about my work, sharing my work is what Mother Teresa, a quote from her, that I'm a pencil in the hand of God writing a love letter to the world.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
That's what we do when we're serving others. It takes it out of our ego and us just being a vehicle to do God's work on the planet. So.
That's beautiful. And I thank you for saying that. You know, definitely post that in the Facebook group because I love that. That's beautiful. And it is very spiritual, isn't it? You know, it doesn't have to be this like cold, heartless, money grabbing promotion, make money. It, you know, you deserve to be very, very well paid whilst helping the world. And that's something I say to people is you can be spiritual and help people and be rich. You don't have to be like broke and apologetic and and humble. I mean humble in a good way, you know. But so thank you, I completely agree. Thank you for saying that.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. So I'm just going to bring everyone live to say a public goodbye, and we look forward to our next session next Thursday at the same time. Ryan, would you like to say anything else before we go?
Yeah, thank you, everyone. And, you know, again, well done. We've given you a lot to think about. And again, please post in the Facebook group. Let's create a little community of, you know, heart-centered entrepreneurs, and let's all kind of let's all, you know, push each other to be the best. So have a great day, have a great week, and don't forget, you know, I am available to speak to and to ask questions to on email or on Facebook, my business page or my group, in between the call. So please don't be shy. I love talking with people.
Awesome. All right, we are all now live. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.